Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first conference call of the new year. I'm glad that you're all here with us, and I'm sure you're going to find tonight's call extremely informative. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking right now. I'm going to introduce our first guest. Good evening, Amber. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, Amber, normally in the beginning of anyone's time in doing a show, we ask lots of questions, questions that probably some people have heard before, and of course, the new people have not heard at all. So I'm going to ask you a couple of just quick questions, and then I'm going to let you tell your story your way.
Okay.
How did you find our website?
Funny, actually. Once I started to kind of realize that maybe we were dealing with Morgellons, I Googled how to cure Morgellons, and your website came up.
Okay. And when you found the website, what actually made you decide that you were going to go ahead and try the protocol?
Well, honestly, with all the stuff I was seeing on the internet about Morgellons, and I did not know about Morgellons before we got it. So with all the stuff that I was seeing, none of it made sense how other people were explaining it. And then I remember I saw your picture and you looked happy and healthy, and the website was safe. It felt safe and it seemed to just make sense. So I decided that it was my best shot that we had.
Okay, well, I think that's a very fair answer, based on everything that I've seen over the years. All right, Amber, I know this is tough for you, so I'm going to just stop asking you questions, and I'm going to let you tell the story about you, the kids, your husband, your mama, and that wonderful little young man, Matt. So take it away, Amber.
All right. Hi, everybody. So I guess I would start with, you know, how we presented. My husband was actually, oddly enough, the first one to present with symptoms. We had not yet presented with any symptoms. He was going to doctors. They were testing him for everything, even cancer. And they said, "We don't know. You know, we don't know what's wrong with you." And then within weeks of each other, we all started to get these symptoms, and we just came to the conclusion that we must have had some sort of mite or something like that. And we were trying everything, you know, everything. We were calling exterminators, the whole nine, you know. And Matthew was just about to finish up his treatment, which standard treatment for his type of cancer was 3.5 years, and this happened in May, and he was getting ready to finish up treatment in June. He was in treatment for leukemia, and we thought, oh, wow, you know, it's almost there, and, you know, we'll be done with this. And he also was on medication for epilepsy, which he was diagnosed with about 6 months before the cancer. So as we started presenting with symptoms one by one, you know, we were going through trying all these things and nothing was working. And on some of these, like I was on different blogs and things, and they were describing how it could be Morgellons. And I guess I was just like, no, because the way they were describing it wasn't really what we were showing. And then I just had this aha moment after, you know, a few months of trying everything that really wasn't working, and I realized we had it. So My mom was actually the only one that did not present symptoms in the very beginning. It took her a little while, then she started to get a few. So basically, I was blessed to have Mel. Even though he had just, when he contacted me, I contacted him the day before his accident, and he still managed to contact me. I don't know how, but he did, and put me in touch with some wonderful people as well that gave me some advice to get me started. The first thing that we changed was diet, because we were told that nothing could change unless we did that. So I went through, boxed up everything that was in our kitchen, donated it, and we started really basic. I just took, you know, we just kept it real simple, meat, vegetables, salads, and stuff like that. And that was the first thing we changed. It was really hard on us. It was really difficult, but we did it, started on the protocol, and I started to see positive changes almost immediately. I remember within the first week of taking the protocol, things started changing for me because I was very sick, and I wasn't sleeping. I was the sickest. I wasn't sleeping or anything, and so we started to see our positive changes, and as time has went on, you know, we just stuck to it, and we've had really bad times, and during those times, I would just keep telling myself, you know, we've got to push, we've got to keep going, because I know we're going to get better, and we did, and I would say next month is our 18-month anniversary, but I would say we really started to really get our lives back to normal around a year. So my mom, since going on the diet, even though she only had a few symptoms, she doesn't have any at the moment. She has lost close to 80 pounds now at this point. My husband,
let me ask you this. Was Mama overweight?
Yes, very much so. Very, to the point where I was very worried for her.
Okay.
She still has some to lose.
Okay, but
she still has some to lose. But
you told me you felt your mom was like 10 or 20 years younger now.
Oh my gosh, yes. Because she had gotten to the point where it's very difficult for her to do anything. You know, we'd go on walks as a family. That's our thing. And where we live, it's super beautiful. And we have beautiful trails to walk down. And we'd go and walk. And she couldn't do it because she was in so much pain. And that's, you know, she can do that. She walks with us now. And she just has so much more energy. She used to always complain of headaches. She always had a cough. She never felt good. She had sleep apnea. All those things went away. So she also has a pacemaker. So I always felt like it was really important for her to take care of herself, but she just wasn't. During the times I was trying to enforce these things, I wouldn't put anything in the house, but I can't really necessarily control. I feel like I can only control Matthew and I because he's with me all the time, or he was up until he started going to school in September because I homeschooled him last year. So, but I wouldn't, they never brought anything bad into the house. I don't know what they did outside of the house, but I think they must have stuck pretty close to it because everyone's doing so well and is getting better. So many of my mom's issues are just so much better. I was kind of worried that she was getting Alzheimer's because even though she was really young to get it, I felt like she was because I would tell her something and she would forget. She was always making notes and sticking them around so she would remember. She doesn't do that anymore, so it's helping with all that stuff. And she doesn't get hot flashes anymore. It's really amazing. I think because my mom wasn't didn't have as many symptoms as we had with Morgellons. She was just working on other health problems too. I think maybe that's why all those things went away for her really quickly. I mean, and with diet, just with diet. So, and everything that I've learned on through the website and the people through the website. So.
Okay, so now, how quickly did your husband get better?
My husband got better very quick. As a matter of fact, he's been symptom-free for a while. He basically became symptom-free once I got him started and convinced to do the right thing, which was a little bit longer than us. It was probably 2-3 months, and he had no symptoms when he was the one that started with them initially, which is interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. But he is a healthy guy.
Tell us about you, girl. It's very difficult to be a parent, from what I've seen over the 6 years that I'm doing this now, to watch the children and other family members. It's something I didn't experience because I decided to totally isolate myself. Because remember, when I had the disease, it was in the very beginning of the disease being explained, exposed, and it was years before most of you, and there were very few of us. But I was so sick that I decided I'm not letting anybody near me because I love my friends and I don't want to hurt anybody. But as a parent, the concern is always for the others. So tell me a little about that.
Well, you know, after my husband presented with his symptoms and then I started presenting with symptoms next, I actually tried to quarantine us for a little while, and it was during summer, so they weren't in school or anything. And it just doesn't work very well because, you know, you have to do certain things. And my mom was trying to pick up the slack where I left off, but no matter whether we were quarantining ourselves or not, they were still starting to present with symptoms. And so I was very fearful. I was fearful because, you know, there was nothing I could do to protect within the household. I did too stay in the house and not try to leave as much as I could. I didn't hang out with my friends anymore. Basically, I did lose a lot. I'm a very social person. I always have been. So when I started just shutting people out, no one kind of understood. And, you know, my best friend had suggested that I get some mental help. And, you know, I started to wonder if I was going crazy, but, it, you know, it was like I knew I wasn't because other people around me were sick too. I wish I would have just been crazy and then this wouldn't have been happening, but it was. And so I was the sickest. I was not sleeping. I did not have big open lesions. I only had small ones, but all my other symptoms were just, you know, you guys know what they are, and I had every single one of them. And I would spend all day and night crying and praying and just cleaning, thinking that cleaning and doing outside stuff would help it go away. And then once I got, you know, once I realized everything and I got on the protocol, I started to get better. I noticed different things changing. And I guess I had to, you know, I had to change my frame of mind. By nature, I was always a pessimistic person. I was always, you know, thinking negatively. And I had to change that about myself. I had to then become positive and start believing for me and everyone else that we would get better. It hasn't been easy because I have had to be the enforcer. And I don't like that job very much. You know, I've had to make sure that the kids are getting their meds, everyone's eating right, I was still shopping and having to do everything while being sick. So it is pretty amazing that I am where I am, considering that I was carrying the weight of myself and my other family members. That's why I'm cutting myself a little bit of slack that I'm not 100% yet, because I couldn't rest. I couldn't. It wasn't in the schedule. And but I would look at the positive things, like, well, I still have these symptoms, but this is changing. And it seemed that, every month that would come, something else would disappear that was there before. This symptom would go away, that symptom would go away, until slowly I got to where I am right now. And I really love the way that Nicole put it on her, one of her posts was that, she almost feels like she's in a normal body again. And it's such a wonderful feeling, because when I would read the website, I would hold on to those words when I would see somebody post, I haven't had, I go, can go 2 weeks without symptoms. I thought, oh my gosh, at the time, because I had so many, I was just, I would pray for just a symptom-free day, and then I would get one, and then I would get two, and days then would become weeks. And so it was, I am doing very well right now. I still have a few issues. I feel like most of my issues are skin issues. But I was having sleeplessness, anxiety, coughs. I was having so many bad things, so many bad symptoms, that just all that stuff just disappeared. I mean, I would have such bad anxiety, I would find it hard to even be able to drink a glass of water without feeling like panic. And so when all that stuff started to disappear, now I feel like I can be around people again and laugh, and it's just a wonderful feeling. And I know that I will be 100%, but I know I just got to be diligent, because I do have to carry the weight of others on my shoulders. And so, if I could have rested more, I probably would be 100% by now. So, and I mean, the website, I spent all my free time that I had just searching the website. I would play conference calls while I was cleaning in hopes that my husband would listen to them and understand, because he was having a little bit of a hard time accepting it in the beginning. That was a difficult road for me, because he was having a little bit more difficult time accepting it. So I would play the conference calls, and I would suggest to anyone, if they're having problems with getting other people on board, maybe try doing that, while you're cleaning. Just turn it up loud enough to where the people around you could hear. And they were listening. They were listening. And after a while, you just accepted it. And I mean, I held on to those conference calls. I would play them over and over again. I would even plug it into my car and listen to it while I was driving, because there was just something so comforting about hearing other people going through it, not just reading it, but hearing it. And it just brought me so much comfort. And of course, the wonderful friends that I've had that have supported me through the process as well, in my weak times and everything. So it reminded me what I'm made of and what I could do. So.
Let me stop you for a minute and ask you a couple of quick little questions that I think are always on the mind of new people. Do you mind?
No, it's totally fine.
Okay. So many new people, when they come, and I try to tell them that the fear will inhibit their ability to get well. Do you now believe that?
100%.
Okay, next question.
It's going to stop you. It's going
I
to
said.
stop you. If you're scared all the time, it's going to stop you from getting well. It really will.
I tell everybody who's new that once they start this protocol, if it's working, they're going to get sicker. But everyone, when they start getting sicker, starts to panic. And I don't know how I'm ever going to get people to understand. When you start getting sicker in the beginning, that's a good thing because your body is responding to this protocol. What do you say to that?
I would definitely say I would agree, although my experience was a little different. I don't know that I necessarily got sicker, but it was one of those things where I'd feel better, and then all of a sudden I would have a flood of symptoms. And you do tend, those are the times where I would go, oh, we're never going to get better. You know, this is not going to happen. But then I would have to stop myself and remind myself, because I could actually feel my body revving up, and I know some of you probably experienced this as well. I can actually feel in my body and my skin when I'm stressed out. It's not like before I had Morgellons, where it was like you feel stressed out. It's a totally different experience. You can actually see the symptoms coming as you're stressing out. So I've had to learn to calm myself. And a lot of it, too, is, you know, if is having faith. God carried me through a lot of times, those times when I felt like that, and just I would just say tomorrow will be a better day. And you know what, I kept telling myself that until tomorrow was a better day. And then it got to that point. But the fear is not an easy thing to overcome. In fact, the stress and the fear was probably a little, I'd say stress more than fear for me was the hardest thing. And I'm still working on that. I still need to get a little better at stressing. But stress goes along with fear. It will do bad things to your body, very bad things, even without Morgellons. So you got to try to find a way to get the stress under control, and I don't even know what to suggest because I've used lots of different things.
Well,
you know, prayer, exercise. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said tell us what you've used.
Prayer, foremost and foremost. I started exercising last summer. That helps tremendously. If you feel like you can't, even just to push yourself a little bit, because I know I've never liked to exercise, so I had to, besides just walking or whatever, but I had to try to push myself to do it. That's helped. Also listening to music. Sometimes you just have to get silly, you know. Sometimes you just have to let loose, play music, dance around, do whatever you have to do to take that whatever you're worrying about or stressing about at that moment. Reward. It's, you know, it's a lot harder for me. Some people are a lot more cool and collected than I am. But
tell us about some of the people that you've met website. And what that's meant, that you've been able to establish contact with others.
I mean, I'm going to get emotional.
No, I was going to say, no, you promised.
it's hard to even put into words what the support has been like through people through the website. Lost a lot of friends through this, and I think I wrote it in one of my posts way back that, you know, God definitely replaced the people that I lost in life, people who understood and would support. I've been shown some support, and it's just going fine blog times that people would even, you know, be able to be there to support me even in their hard times. So I would say, Trinity, I mean, full of exceptional people, just big heart people. And it takes a lot to be able to help somebody while you're suffering yourself. And I was totally shown that through the people through the web.
Well, they keep coming in tonight. This is probably going to break every attendance record we ever had. I guess they wanted to hear you, Amber. So it's about children.
So I'll just say, was my oldest, he had symptoms, not as many. Interesting to him is that a few years before we got Morgellons, he was experiencing some health issues. We were in the ER over and over, and he was having many his kidneys, hands would shake. He had no appetite, and the doctors just couldn't figure out what was going on. I don't know if this was brewing in us for some time before it actually came out or not, but these are all things that doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. It's like night and day with him. He was breaking out. He had the whole, which I think was Morgellons because everyone's skin was super clear before, and his face just started getting bumps all over it. That's gone, so that's boosting his confidence. He was failing. He was failing every class because he felt so bad. He was having constant headaches. He just didn't feel good. He's missing a lot of school, and this year is just, oh my gosh, it's an amazing year for him. He's passing every class. He's smiling again. He's joking with us. He's not shutting himself off. He has energy. He'll go exercising with us. He'll do things that he wouldn't do before.
How old is he?
He's 17. Yeah. So it was really, we just couldn't figure out what was going on, but all the kidney problems that he was having kidney issues. I do believe that the protocol change those things around. And I should say that I did not know the link between Lyme, Morgellons, and that there could be a link that could be a prereq to getting Morgellons. I mean, I don't know, but I was bitten by a tick at 6, and I had weird health problems my whole life, which no one could figure out, just like my son. And now they're finding that, you can pass on Lyme disease to your children. I do believe them. I did pass it down to my children. And I believe that they were experiencing these issues. Now, I don't know for sure because we don't go the whole route of, we can't afford the expensive testing. And while there are some really great doctors and stuff out there, I'm hesitant with it, and I know that what we're doing is going to fix it anyways and has fixed it. So,
it's only a matter of time. It's the hardest thing for our people in our country is patience. But as you know, there are many suffered from Lyme who somehow got better just on this protocol. So I believe that it's going to happen because so many of the symptoms that are not related to Morgellons have cleared up for so many different members of your particular family that I don't think I ever really understood what type of an effect that this protocol might have in so many different ways. I mean, I never really thought about it, but over the 6 years, the things that I've seen happen that are really not related to Morgellons particular, but that people have gotten better from and with the protocol is, it's a thing that makes me kind of cry. All right, so let me hear about my newest Model Railroad Club member, please.
Okay, well, Matthew, he was diagnosed with epilepsy 2009, cancer 2010. We went through the treatment. He did go into remission, finished out his treatment, and that's when it was literally around the same time he was wrapping up treatment. So he wasn't completely done with treatment yet when Morgellons came on, but
Oh, and I remember that you were so afraid that for him contracting this now might set him back in so many venues. I mean, that's what I remember most, despite the fact that I had a concussion, vertigo, dislocated shoulder, crushed ribs, but I do remember that. You were very
Yes.
concerned about him.
Oh, yes. Because I thought there's just, I just thought he's gonna relapse. You know, I told his oncologist what I thought we were dealing with, but I tried not to get too much into it. I did bring the letter. I did talk to them. They did tell me what their thoughts were on it, which were that it, you know, they thought it was still leading to a psychological issue. That's what the evidence had shown up until now. So I knew, okay, I'm on my own with this one. There is a really nice nurse practitioner that sees him that I know she believes this, but I know she doesn't know what to do about it. So I was expressing my concern to her. You know, and at first his blood counts in the very beginning were still wonky because he was coming off of 3.5 years of treatment, and you know, I was still worried, and his counts weren't coming up the way I thought they should come up, and he wasn't necessarily recovering the way I thought he would recover, and then I just stayed diligent. He has been amazing being so little that he's been able to stick to everything the way he has, but I also think he's wise beyond his years and he knows he doesn't want to get sick again. And then miraculously the counts just started coming up. You just saw the life come back into Matthew. I homeschooled him all last year because I knew that would be his best possible chance for getting well. And
Right,
it was really hard.
you had him on our protocol this whole time, right?
Right. He started basically around the same time that I did. So at first,
His
no, I mean,
first good blood counts were somewhere from 3 to 6 months after he started, because,
right.
right, that's what I thought I remembered. Okay.
Right.
I'm
It
sorry.
was. Yes, it was. It was around 6 months, and everything just looked perfect. And he had his first normal CBC that we had seen in 4 years.
Christmas of 2013. It's right
It was
around
around
there.
that time. It was right around that time. Wait. Yeah, I think it was around that time. It
Yeah, I
could have been a
remember.
little bit later. I'm not exactly sure. I keep the papers, but I don't have them in front of me. And then it just felt, you know, and I told his oncologist what I wanted to do. I tell them what I have him on, and they've supported me through that, and I'm grateful. She did say, you know, other doctors in there, the actual oncologist will not talk nutrition with me. It's like a secret. You're not allowed to talk organic or health or anything in that office, but she will talk it with me. And she, you know, thought it was wonderful that he would no longer be on sugar and that he would no longer have these things because she said this diet that you have him on is only going to give him the best possible chance at keeping the cancer gone.
That's what we
And,
want.
yeah, so she was good with everything I was giving him and everything and very supportive. And He even had to have surgery to remove his port that he had in, and I was terrified to have that port removed. Matter of fact, I waited a lot longer than other people do to have it removed because I was so scared. And I don't know if you remember that call. I actually asked to talk to you and John right before. Yeah.
Remember that one.
I was panicking because I was like, what am I going to do? Yeah, because they were basically like, look, you need to get this out of him. You know, it's been long enough because there's a lot of risks that go along with having a port inside of your body.
There's a
And
lot of risk
so,
if you go to a hospital.
absolutely, Mel. And that's what scared me. I said, you know, I don't want to have him have this surgery. Even though it was a very minor day surgery, it was still scaring the daylights out of me. So, but, I mean, he did beautifully. The surgery
And
went
how is
beautifully.
Matt? How is
And
Matt now?
he's good. He is back in school. Now, the only thing is, he is catching a few colds this year, but I think it's
Colds are
because
wonderful. I try to tell people. People always get to me. When they get their first cold, I get emails, and I tell them, hey, that's a good thing. That means your immune system is back and functioning. You didn't
it's
get a cold.
responding.
Huh?
Exactly. And you have to know for all those years he was on treatment, he
You
was
didn't get it.
immunosuppressed. He was immunosuppressed. He couldn't really show. He would get viruses and they would show themselves with fever. He would not get normal cold symptoms for so long. And so he's picking it up this year. And I think because I left him home last year and we stayed indoors most of the time, because besides church, really, he wasn't exposed to a whole lot of stuff. So I figure his immune system's probably trying to build itself back up again. But besides that, I mean, he's on a normal sleep schedule because the Magnifical is helping him to go to sleep at a good hour, and he sleeps really restfully when he takes it. I knew once I used that to get rid of the kids' sleep problems, I knew they needed that because it was helping with our sleep, which was amazing. But
Right.
it
And let
relaxes
me
them
ask.
enough.
So what you're telling me is that everybody in the family is doing great, and you're almost doing great only because you don't get enough rest.
Right. I feel like that's the thing. Matthew will still get some symptoms too at times, but they're not like they used to be at all. They're so different. And like I said, a little itch or a little rash or bump or something, but it's not, you know, you don't know what he's coming in contact with on the playground and stuff too. So that's a chance I took. But yeah, I'm basically running just a little behind because my stress levels, and the fact that I can't rest. I cannot rest. I'm up at 6 a.m. and you know, I've
You know,
forced
you're the only
myself
one
to
I
get
can
to sleep.
call on this.
I know. I have no choice. So I've recently decided that I'm gonna love myself enough to go to bed at a very decent hour because it's important to go to. I don't know if anyone knows this, but you may or may not, but it's very important to get to sleep by 10 o'clock at night because at 10 o'clock is when your body goes into that restorative sleep. That's when you start getting your restorative sleep. So I said, you know, I have to make myself do this. And so now we have Matthew and I go to bed. We try to be in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock at night so that we're getting enough hours of sleep because we have to get up at 6 a.m.
And
So I'm
there's
seeing a good.
nothing wrong with that. It's just not the way as Americans we were brought up to believe.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. I tell every single one of you when I first talk to you, if you don't get enough rest, you are not going to get better. Now, there are probably a lot of people with questions, Amber. So if you think you've said everything that you'd like to say at the moment, I only have one more question, and please do not cry.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say, though, before I'm going to ask people if they want to ask you questions?
Sure. I just want to say that I do have a daughter, too, that is doing very well as well. And I also want to say that I know sometimes when people are telling their story and coming across, it seems that when you're on the other side of it, you may think, well, you know, it seems that all this is together, like maybe I had and I did all the right things. It was a very messy process. It wasn't like, you know, something that was easy. It was messy and it was hard. And it still can be at times, depending on the chaos level around here. I would joke at times with my fellow warrior, one of my fellow warriors, Deborah, and saying, sometimes my house, I wanted to get a sign posted on the door that said, welcome to the nut house, because at one point or another, somebody was having a crisis. So, you know, there, and like Ellen says, there is nothing special about our situation whatsoever. There isn't, you know, I think it's just dedication and mindset and perseverance that can get you through it. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Before I open up the forum for people to ask you questions, I would like to ask you a question. That I don't know that I've ever asked you before. But how has the He Cures All Foundation impacted your life?
Well, without it, I feel that, I hope it's okay to be really blunt, but without it, I feel that I wouldn't be here right now. Because I feel that if, you know, this is the type of disease that, you know, it won't kill you real quick, but it'll just make you wish you were, you know. And I don't think I could have held on the way I was going. So it literally saved my life, which in turn saved my family. And I'm here today because of the foundation. I mean, no questions asked. We couldn't have maintained it along with everything else. I had to give up my job. I was at the same job for 4 years, and I worked through my son's treatment, you know, all of it, but this totally threw me for a loop. I could not have worked. I could not. I had to give up my job. I originally took a leave of absence, and when the time was up, I said, I can't come back. So it put us in with our stack of bills we had, because cancer is expensive. There's no way I wouldn't be here right now, so... I hope that I don't know if I explained it right or if I'm coming across right, but basically it literally saved our lives. And Matthew's big time too. I mean, I wish I could show everybody what Matthew went from to what he is now, what I went from to what I am now. I didn't document anything. It was too painful. But it's meant the world to us.
Okay. I am now going to ask anyone who would like to ask Amber a question to hit 5-star, and it will show me that you want to ask a question, and I will unmute you in the order that you raise your hand. That's 5-star on your phone keypad. Here we go. Hello, 917, who are you?
Hello, Amber. Nice to meet you. My name is Shari.
Hi, Shari.
You had mentioned that you were naturally pessimistic when you contracted this. And I didn't know I was, but I'm finding more and more with this illness that I am, and I have been more of a pessimist than an optimist. And you said that you had had to change your mindset. How, and this is probably a loaded question, but how did you do that? How did you, you know, change your mindset? What did you think about, or what did you, how did you even notice, oh my gosh, I'm thinking negative right now, or, you know what I mean?
Well, I knew I was a negative person all my life, so it wasn't a question of whether I was or not. I always chose that my, you know, my glass was always half empty. And I, you know, was, I'd call myself a realist or, you know, even a pessimist. And it was just really one of those things. I would have to say the number one thing that helped me with that was prayer. A lot of prayer. And this is just now coming, this is just now happening for me. I'm just now starting to be able to have faith and let it go. And I do believe it's answered prayers, because I would have been a hard nut to crack. I was very, very pessimistic. I would say almost a downer at times, you know.
Yeah.
So I just kept praying about it, and it wasn't happening, and it wasn't happening. And then I realized I, you know, I've had a couple people from the website tell me I can't, I'm going to bring to fruition what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is going to bring that into reality for me. And I found that's true.
Yeah.
You can tell yourself all day long, hey, I'm going to stay sick forever. This is never going away. You can tell yourself that all day long, but in the end, that's not the healthy thing to do. So it's like a choice almost. It's not like something that just happens. It's almost like you have to choose it. You have to choose it. You have to say, see yourself saying, okay, this isn't good. This is all bad. And then you have to stop yourself and just say, okay, I'm just going to choose to say, this is good. This is going to go away. I don't know if you have anything that you really enjoy doing, like exercise. If you have a place to go where you could, you know, exercise to take your mind off of things, deep breathing is really good, and I know it sounds really cliche, but it's good for to help you calm yourself, and it's also good for your lymphatic system to breathe deeply. So something that's free and simple, something that simple could help.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to admit, with time, as you get better, it's easier to be optimistic. I should say that too.
Yeah.
We have lots of questions, so I'm going to move on, if you don't mind. Is there anything else, Sherry?
No, that's it. That was my most pressing question. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, glad to hear your voice. Okay, 202. 202, you are the next person.
I'm Amber.
Hello?
Hey. Hello, Amber, how are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to know, did you give any of the kids MMS, or did they take the entire protocol like you did?
The kids did not take MMS orally, but they, after being on the protocol for a few months, they bathe in it. They bathe in MMS.
So
at first,
so like two months or so, and then you felt like it was okay for them to take that.
Right. I just felt that I basically followed my gut the whole time. Mel, I don't remember asking him. I don't know if he would have approved it, but it was almost just like a gut instinct that they needed MMS baths to maybe pull stuff out and everything. They didn't really have anything coming out of them that you could see the way that some of us do, but I do believe that the MMS bath did help to clear their skin and pull stuff out. I started off with, I would put eight drops, eight activated drops inside the bathtub, and I worked up to 20 activated drops in the bathtub. They used to do it every other day, and now they do it. The older kids, maybe every 2 weeks, and my little guy does it probably once a week now. So,
okay, area code 202, what is your name again?
Oh, hi, Mel, it's Day.
Oh, okay, I just want to, you know, hear who's calling. Do you have any more questions?
My only question is that, so the kids, you feel like all the kids have rebounded and they're 100%, and how long did it take? Because I have an 11-year-old, so it's myself.
It usually takes 3 to 6 on a healthier child, but I don't and never have recommended that you give the kids MMS. Some parents have taken it upon themselves to do it. It's never been with my approval, but they have reported, and I have printed it on the website, those who have used it with success. It's not necessary, in my opinion, because almost 99% of the children get well without it. Children are the second easiest thing to get straightened out. Pets, children, and then the parents. Parents always take the longest because their eating habits have been corrupted forever, or much longer than the children or the pets.
Can I ask, so your child's 11, and are their symptoms severe, and have they started the protocol? Because it does take a little while sometimes to start seeing results if you're not seeing.
Yeah, we're both been on the protocol. It'll be 3 months next week, and it's weird because kind of like what you were saying, your son, your middle son or your older son was getting sick and you didn't know why. My son started getting sick before I knew what was going on, getting calls from the school that he couldn't breathe or he was vomiting. And it was just weird symptoms that were going on for some time. And so he had a couple rashes and so he had some things, and then we got him tested for Lyme, and it came back, like, not positive and not negative. So he had a few of, you know, the symptoms, and he has a lot of purging and just, like, the itchy scalp. But it's definitely not like me at all. He's only had a little bit of pinching, so. But he's doing really, really good. I just was wondering what direction or what you took with your kids.
Now, that's just what I did with the MMS, but you could also use Epsom salt for him. I don't know if you do that in his bath or her. I don't know. You're saying your son. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you got to go with your own gut instinct and do what you think is best. I just went with mine, and I found it to be wonderful, just wonderfully healing for the skin and the itching.
I've always recommended MMS baths. With the parents, I like to wait until they've been on the protocol for a while, because I always felt that if somebody took MMS baths too soon and fainted and drowned in the bathtub, they'd close down the website. So please don't rush into it. I need to stick around and help people. All right, we got more questions, so I'm going to move along. I'm glad to hear your voice, Day, and it's wonderful to hear the child is doing better already.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you for everything.
All right. 609, it's your turn if you still want to ask a question.
Hi, Amber. This is Kim from New Jersey. You mentioned issues with your skin. I wanted to ask you if you had any symptoms of, like, sticky skin. I've been on the protocol for a little over a month, and my biggest issue is the sliminess on the skin that just won't go away. I just was curious to see what your skin symptoms were.
I didn't really have that symptom. That was probably mm-hmm. one of the few that I didn't have. I've heard of others having it. So, but I don't know if it's because for so long before I found the protocol, I was rubbing all sorts of oils into my skin or not. But, yeah, I can't really talk to that because that's the only symptom I really haven't experienced.
Did you have, like, was there a gray tint to your skin?
I was actually, we all had a yellow tint to our skin. We all looked really yellow. And
wow.
Just, yeah, it was really weird. I know some talk about the gray, but we just so happened to be yellow. And orange almost. It was just weird. It wasn't our normal coloring.
Right.
That's gone.
To give you a heads up on the slime angle. Okay, I know this is going to sound a little strange to you, but you need to check around where you're living for mold.
I've done that.
Mold very strange places when they go looking for it. But when I hear people talk to me about what you just did and mentioned in your last post, they usually wind up finding there's mold somewhere in the house. So I would really check around. I mean, my buddy Peter there, he found mold after 2 years behind the refrigerator. And then once he got rid of it, in 3 weeks, he started feeling the best he's ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
So take a peek around. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to help you find the prevention for this. And let me suggest that we talk. And maybe we start you on some foot baths in MMS.
Okay.
All right, so I'll call you on this tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other questions?
Good luck, Kim.
Excuse me?
I said good luck, Kim.
All right, no. Kimmy's going to do fine. Kimmy reminds me a lot of Monica, who I'm going to talk about later in the show because people have asked me about her. I need to know if there are any more questions for Amber. I need you to go ahead and put your hand up by hitting 5-star, and if not, then I'm going to allow Amber to say her closing words and move on to the second part of this call. Doesn't look like there are any more questions at the moment, Amber, so is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Sure, I would just like to say thanks for coming and listening to me, guys. I really hope that that I've been encouraging to some of you. I would say be honest with yourself, be diligent, try as best you can to stay positive. And I'm praying for everybody all the time. I don't write a lot about my story anymore because it's pretty boring at this point, but not much to report, but I'm praying for everyone to the website all the time, and read and tap into it. Try to stay connected because that helps too, to feel a sense of community and connected when you're disconnected from everyone else. And I just wish everyone the best. And I thank you for all of your posts too, guys, because I read them all. Even though I don't respond, I read them all.
I always tell everybody, read, 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 and read some more. You'll never feel alone. And if you read enough, you got the highest percentage of getting better. You agree with that, young lady?
I agree. And when you can't read, listen to the conference calls. If you're just
That's
too tired to read and too worn out, just listen to those conference calls, because that got me through some really difficult times, those calls.
All right, Amber. I couldn't thank you enough. You and I, we've been friends for a while now. So you promise you won't laugh?
You know I can't make that promise with you.
All right. I want you to tell Matt that I know someone else who likes playing with his trains in his pajamas.
Okay. And who would that be?
It's Uncle Mel. Who do you mean, who would that be? All right, young lady.
I know. I just wanted you to say it. All right. Well, thank you for having me, Mel. Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to talk. Thank you.
Hey, hey to everybody at home for me.
I will.
God bless.
God bless. Good night, everybody.
All right. I guess that it's time now to ask Mel. So I could really tell you my story, but it's on the second page of our website. And I'll only tell you this, that when I went through it, there was nobody to talk to. So, in a way, it's better now than it was then. And I do this because of a promise I made when I was sure that I was going to die. And here I am today, really healthier than I've been in 35 years, because I continue on the basic protocol, because I continue to moderate what it is that I eat that's not healthy. I continue to exercise more now than I have in 15 years. I go out and I walk and I commune with nature. I'm visited by predator birds on a daily basis whose pictures are all over our website. I mean, they're everywhere here. And it's more beautiful now than it's ever been. Life. If you love life, you can beat this disease. So now, you wanted my story, you go read it. You want to ask a question, all you do is hit 5-star. Well, it doesn't look... Oh, wait, here we go. Thank God. I thought I was going to be the weekend of the show. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, we'll take you one at a time. 248. 248.
Hi, Mel.
248. Who is that?
Hi, Mel. My name is Sharon. And I have just known that I probably have more gallons for only the past month and a half. And I'm confused, and I love your site, by the way. But what I'm experiencing, I haven't developed any lesions, but what I have is a whole lot of fibers in my house and things that turn into lint, and I just see kind of, you know, them being very reactive. They've gone into my fingers. Is this something that other...
Okay, well, once they get under your fingernails and you know that they're there, okay, you're just in the beginning stages. You're very, very lucky because in this last year, the way the protocols evolved, we've had more people get well in the quickest time ever. We've had 3 people in the last 3 months get well in under a year.
Really?
So, yeah, let me tell you what I think you should do, okay? I think you should put in welcome letter in the search engine, and it'll probably bring up 20 different welcome letters over 6 years. And basically, they're going to give you the outline of what you need to do if you really want to get well. Okay, you catch it this early, you've got unbelievable chance to get well quickly. You have to make sacrifices and changes that many people cannot make, okay? And...
Well, I'm worried about my family, like being around my family, and I am concerned about, you know, I haven't developed any lesions, like, or, you know, can these things...
You don't want to wait until later on and you start getting open source, okay?
Right.
Worrying is not going to help you, and it's what everybody does in the beginning. It's just nature. It's just the way it evolves. But I'm telling you, put the worry away and... Put on your boots and get ready to dig in and fight back. Okay.
Right. I ordered the local
moving. It'll freeze you, put you in a zone where you can't do anything. So
yeah,
now,
my family.
Do you love life? Want to continue? And do you want to make changes necessary to get well? Go to the FAQs. Print them.
Okay.
Sit in front of a mirror and read them. And look in the mirror. And if you can do it, you can get better. If you can't, well, then you'll have to decide what's next.
How long is it typically then? I know I'm a newbie.
Anywhere from 9 months to 2.5 years. Depends how sick, what the co-infections, if you stay in an environment that's mold infested without knowing it or has some type of toxicity you're unaware of. If you live next to fields that are sprayed all the time, you're going to have to consider moving.
So that's a pretty good signal then that it's for sure Morgellonite if you have the fibers that kind of are moving. And
well, when you get under your nail, look, I remember sticking my fingers in hydrogen peroxide every single day and then cleaning, you know, with the tool that could get under the nails and bringing out the things that you want to call fibers, but they almost look like little plastic threads after they stay and get in your body for a while. It's not a good sign, and it's definitely one of the signs. If you go to my story in the forum on the website, you'll see a list of all the symptoms I had. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
it.
Okay, girl, so, I mean, you have to just be honest with yourself, and you have to take the steps that are necessary. And I'll tell you this, you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't deserve getting this, but none of that matters. The only thing that matters is getting better, because it can be done.
Right. I'm a little concerned. I know I am just ordered the nutritional supplements. Is the colloidal silver, is that that's a must part of the regimen?
Sovereign silver. I got a great idea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have my email address?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you send me an email with your phone number, and why don't we do this one-on-one like I do with most everybody?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Let's get you started in the right way and make sure that this works for you. So you send me that today, tonight, tomorrow, and before the end of the week, Uncle Mel will be on the phone.
Okay.
But you can't laugh because I charge everybody $1 who laughs.
Okay. Well, already I owe you one. Thanks.
You're very, very welcome. You are welcome here. God bless. And I promise, if you love life, we can get you better.
Thank you. I hope so, and I know so, so thank you.
Welcome. God bless. I'll speak to you soon now. All right, next, 917. Is that you, Sherry?
Hi, Mel. Hi, everyone.
What's the question?
I have a question regarding the MMS. When we first talked, and I was extremely scared, and just about
when
to
we
begin,
what?
When we first talked, and I was very scared, MS.
Right.
We were talked about me not being ready to take MMS back.
Right.
And so I've now been on the MMS for 12 weeks.
Right.
And I was wondering, is now a time where I would maybe be able to take an MMS bath like once a week or something, or should I wait until I've been on internally MMS for 6 months?
I like people to actually get to one or two places, okay? And those one or two places are, I want them to get to their maximum dose and had the herps where they know that that was the big one. Or a minimum of 6 months on the full protocol.
Okay.
Because, Sherry, my only concern has always been, when I took my first MMS bath, I'm telling you, if I didn't see people die in the war and I didn't play hockey and have my teeth knocked out and bleeding everywhere, I would have fainted. I really would have, because I almost did. It was a horrible thing the first time. So I don't need that, because it'll be bad for everybody. So I tell everyone, slow and steady. Patience. Just wait. You know, you can almost instinctually sometimes, if you know and trust your instincts, you can tell when it's time to do things. All you have to do is be honest. Honest with yourself. Slow and steady. You'll get better, but if you rush, you could wind up being here longer. And if you faint and drown, I can't make you laugh anymore.
True, very true. And I definitely want you to keep making me laugh. I've been spraying myself with MMS. This is okay.
That's a good thing. I did that, and sometimes I still do that, especially if I get a sunburn when I go surfing. Man, you can take the sting out of a sunburn by spraying the MMS on you.
Okay.
All right, young lady. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon again, and you have a great evening. Say hello to Freeman for me.
Freeman, he says hi.
I'm right here. You know me. I'm like in the shadows, man, with my bad jokes.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Bye now. All right. 804.
Okay, that's me, Jan. Mel, I talked to you earlier today. This is Jan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I have just a quick comment before I ask you your question. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Is this the lady with three names?
Yes. That's me.
I told you not to confuse me, you.
Well, first, the lady who asked, like, if the colloidal silver was absolutely necessary or... the thing I wanted to comment on that was that the reason I believe that the protocol works is because this disease is so vicious and it's so unique, you have to have that offensive assault in all the different areas. And in the last episode or the last conference that you all had, you talked about the electrical charge associated with this. And I believe that the colloidal silver, it targets that as well as many other things, because it's a physical thing that happens with that. And so this is just my assessment. I've only been on your protocol. I'm in my second month, and I've had this since March 15th. And so, and I can, you know, share more about that at another time. But if anybody looks at the protocol and thinks that, oh, I'm going to eliminate this thing or that thing, don't do it, because it's a synergistic thing. These things, it's a very holistic thing. Because this thing morphs and it can take on different forms, and because, like you said, there's co-infections, it really, really has to be, you have to take your CoQ10, the colloidal silver, the thymic, the MMS. And I later, if anybody wants to check out Matt Monarch's testimony about when he used MMS to get rid of Demodex mites, he took it internally and externally. So if there's anybody that listens to this and you think, oh, what is MMS? You know, it's the chlorine dioxide. And let me tell you, it is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And
MMS is a miracle mineral supplement that has been used in the water purifications of every major country for over 100 years. It is
exactly
what we need to kill this mutant. You know, you brought up that electricity thing, and it's interesting, because what I keep trying to explain to everyone is it's the sum of the parts. U-M, not S-O-M-E. If you don't use everything and then you don't get well and you get mad at me, you got to look in the mirror and see what you didn't do.
Exactly. And just like you said,
it's not going to get everyone is not going to get well on us protocol. But over 90% of you have a chance to get better.
Yeah, because
but it is some of the parts. And the problem is that the planet continues on a daily basis to become more toxic. Therefore, everything is mutating. Species are disappearing from our planet because of this toxicity levels. So it's only going to get worse.
I agree.
And
when
don't
we build
use
our body
parts, will not get well.
Right. And that's what this is doing. We're rebuilding our body terrain. And the really good news, and I want to encourage people, is that when you're done, you're going to be healthier than you might have ever been in your whole life. You're going to have a strong, fortified body, and your immune system is getting repaired. Your intestinal lining is getting repaired. Your white blood cells, your red blood cells, your blood is going to be better. Your whole body, be encouraged. If it's a hard day, another hard week, do not ever give up. Like you said, that's one of my favorite sayings of yours, is never, never give up. Well, Winston Churchill said it too, but, you know, we all need to remember that it takes time, like you said, 9 months to 2.5 years. We counted 18 things coming out of my body. I know you said there's 6 insects, but there was times early on with this that my husband and I, we would just laugh. I was a gardener, so we thought I was getting things from the garden, and 18 different things that I was bagging up and stuff, and it is friggin' crazy. But here's the thing. Once you find the website, once you wrap your head around it, and what carried me and still carries me, I'm close to symptom free, and I'm working the protocol. I've got every ingredient. I'm not going to skimp on one. And the colloidal silver, I'm telling you, it's very, very important. And one thing I did with that is the first 2 days I took it 7 times a day, just a quick teaspoon, because it said on there that you could, just to get it in my system. And then I followed your resume. But the other comment that I had before the question is regarding baking soda. Put that around your house. It helps reduce the slime, the mold, the mildew. And it's just a really important, and it's a very holistic thing. So don't forget baking soda. And then if you look at the video from Matt Monarch, he is like a vegetarian guru. And I don't really recommend vegetarianism. But when he talks about the MMS, the multi-mineral supplement from Jim Humble, he happened to be interviewing Jim Humble at the time that he got the Demodex mites. So he asked Jim Humble what to do, and Jim Humble told him to use the MMS with DMSO and just look up that DMSO. And I know that that's what saved me, because if you catch this early, you can stop it from becoming a 5 to 8 year thing. And I thank God that I heard Matt Monarch's testimony, because I believe that he would have had more gelins too. I really do. The way he described the Demodex mites, but his story is riveting. Just type in Matt Monarch, Demodex mites, and you'll hear his little story. It's long, boring video, but it's really cool. Okay, Mel, my question for you is, and you might have had this somewhere. I've looked at a lot of your stuff, but could you just maybe tell us a little bit about what it was like when you became symptom-free? Like, what was it like when it was those final days and you, like, looked down and you didn't have it anymore? I'm just curious. I don't hear that enough. I mean, we hear people talking about how feeling almost normal, but what was it like?
Okay. It's interesting that, you know, I worked on developing the formula or the protocol for about 2 years. And when I finally really got the protocol fine-tuned, or where it became effective, I knew in 3 months that my whole body was going in a completely different direction. At about 9 months or thereabouts, or 12 months, my doctor was in the newspaper claiming that I'm all better. Now, she called it a mysterious disease. She said she really didn't know what it was, but she knew how bad it was, how it looked like I was going to die twice, and how, wow, all of a sudden it's gone. Well, I waited another 6 months or so until I was off the MMS and the antibiotic for 3 months before I claimed that I was all better. How did it feel? Like an anvil had been taken off my shoulders. But I really didn't have a whole lot of time, because in less than 30 days I started the website. But, you know, I do things now that I did before. I commune with friends. I mean, I bring people and cook, because I love to cook. I don't really run around town and socialize a whole lot, because I'm too busy doing this. But I take lots of walks. I live in what I claim is the most beautiful place on this planet. There's so much nature, and I'm only like downtown. I walked around on New Year's Eve downtown at midnight after taking a nap earlier. I mean, you get your whole life back. I go surfing every summer for 3 years since I got a new hip and I can walk again. I work on a Bowflex three times a week, sometimes two times a week, if not three. I walk about 10 miles a week. I mean, I don't know. What is it like to get your life back? I mean, you know. It's unbelievable. I always think about what it was like. I never really ever forget about being sick because of the website. So I'm extremely careful as not to go back to the old habits that got me sick. And I preach that when I talk about you can do what you used to do, but it's got to be in moderation. If you ate something once a week, eat it once a month if you really love it and want it again. Okay? Don't bring sugar back. Don't bring candy and cookies and ice cream back. Don't start drinking sugar again. Okay? And stay away from anything that might be sprayed, okay, you know, so the farmers can get richer. It just, you know, I'm so happy to still be alive, okay? I mean, I'm younger now than I was when I got sick 10 years ago. I mean, you know, pretty amazing. All right, young lady, you know, you and I are going to talk tomorrow anyway, so I'm going to say thanks for the question. I'm going to suggest
good.
Anyone who has any fear about MMS that they go to Hope and Inspiration on this website and they watch the story of Buttons, the video of Andres Clocker, who was afraid of MMS. Which is very infrequent. Early on with the website, many people were afraid of it because our government doesn't want you to use it because they can't patent it, but it can't make a lot of money. I don't know that I've ever agreed with Humble on the way to use it when it comes to more gallons.
I agree with you.
But I do know this, okay? Then Andres Clocker... Let me finish, please. Andres Clocker is an independent film producer, and he wanted to learn and a researcher. He wanted to learn about this product. He gave it to his 14 or 15-year-old dog and watched the dog get younger, raved up and started taking it. And he still uses it as part of his regimen daily today. He has no affiliation with the maker of the product. Nor does he recommend, you know, other people do anything with it. But he tells his story in a way that anyone who's afraid will understand. There's nothing to be afraid of. If it's used in the water purification of everything, there's a reason. So.
Hey, Mel, can I say one more thing to Amber?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Can I say one more thing to Amber?
Well, I don't know if Amber is still here. But you
well,
can
it's just
say
a
it.
Thank you to Amber. Yeah, it's just a thank you to her. And I just the three things that I love that she said was about
conference muted.
Go ahead. I
okay,
had
I just wanted to say.
Somehow,
I understand.
And I'm muted.
Just everyone needs to remember that your body heals itself when it sleeps. So Amber, thank you for reminding us of about the restorative sleep. Also, when she reminded us that this is a messy process, so true, so true. And remember that laughter heals. And so when she said get silly or find things to, you know, listen to that inspire you, and for me, it just helped to listen to like Andy Stanley or Rabbi Snyder and just different messages that uplifted us. But, you know, it's a holistic approach, and the same thing with the protocol. This is a holistic thing. It all works together, and you can get well. Never give up, guys. Never, ever give up.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Jan. All right. 646. 646, area code. Are you there? 646?
Hi, Mel. It's Cynthia.
Hi. How you doing?
Yes.
What is the question?
The question is, do you recommend, when do you recommend, if you recommend, doing the MMS best on children?
Well, you know, I don't have any children, and we heard Amber talk about, you know, bathing the kids in MMS, but how long has the child been on the protocol?
Almost 5 months.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start really slow with about 8 drops.
Okay.
Okay, 8 drops of the acid, 8 drops of the sodium chloride, let it mix up and turn color, and then just dip it into the tub so it evenly distributes.
Okay.
Okay. And let's keep him on a low dose so that, you know, if nothing happens, keep an eye on him when he's in there.
Right, right.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you. No, that's it. We're doing a bit better. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
All right, next. Is 775-775.
Hi, everyone. This is Melissa.
Melissa from the Cross the Country Trek?
Yep, that's me.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a question, and I want to expand on Kim's comment about the slime. I actually had the slime in the beginning, and I realized that something was wrong with the environment I was in. Not realized, I knew. So once I got out of that environment, which was moldy basement, the slime ended up going away. What I have now is it almost feels like my skin is constantly purging, especially from my neck area and my head. It almost feels like Rice Krispies popping off my face. Has anybody else or Melanie experienced that?
No, but a lot of people do. That's the fact that you're on these nutritional supplements that are rekindling all the organs and your immune system. And once your immune system recognizes something's going on, it fights back. It's creating the beginning of a hostile environment, and you're getting the little black dots, white dots, brown dots, and you think they're Rice Krispies. Lots of people do. Normal. Extremely normal, although disconcerting, isn't it?
It's very disconcerting. I also, sometimes, like, when I touch of my skin, I can feel it, like, in my sinus. It's very odd.
Well, let me tell you that sometimes let's say you itch yourself and you feel like you got stung in a different part of your body.
Okay.
That's something that I remember. I would pick a sore or I would itch and I would get bitten or stung down somewhere. It's just part of it. It's all normal. And like I said, it's mutated over the years since I've had it. And there are new symptoms that didn't exist when I had this disease.
Right. Yeah, I just,
okay, well, you and I are going to be talking a ton. I want to ask you, is it pretty as I claim it is?
It is gorgeous. It's more than what you claim. I just cannot believe. I send pictures to my friends back home, and they're just like, oh, so jealous.
I tell people how beautiful it is, and it was one of the reasons that I just wasn't ready to die. I mean, it's so gorgeous, you just want to get up in the morning and see it again.
It is so breathtaking here, and my view, thanks so much, Mel, is awesome. Awesome. Just awesome.
Well, she now has, boys and girls, she's moved from a wet, damp environment to a drier, high desert residency in Reno. And she's talking about the view on our website of those mountains. I told her if she came here, I'd find her apartment that had them, and I did. Didn't I?
And you did. You came through at once again.
All right. Well, you and I will be talking a lot. You take it easy. Okay. I mean, it's a process. You know, you've heard everybody say slow. when everyone's done asking questions, I'm going to unleash my younger brother on all of you. So let's move along because we're running a little long. I'll talk to you again soon, young lady. Have a great day, Melissa, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Mel. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. God bless, kiddo. All right, 202, you've been patient. How can we answer your question?
Yeah. Hi, Mel. It's Day again. When I first ordered my supplements, I ordered my MMS from A to Z, and I bought the Morgellons kit, and it came with a big gallon of molecular silver, which is no longer part of the protocol, but I have a gallon of it. And I was wondering, would it be the best way to use it?
Oh, absolutely use it. I loved molecular silver. I loved it, okay? When the owner of that company decided to change the silver he was making and did not have the compassion to discuss it with me and how it might affect all the Morgellons sufferers, is when I went out and searched this time for the very best silver that's made, called Sovereign Silver. If I had a gallon of molecular silver, I would drink it. I would use it. Okay? But I don't have it anymore. But, man, it's fine. You use it a little different. You only take it once a day, maybe twice a day. And, you know, when you run out, you'll go to the new silver.
Well, I've only been doing the new silver. I've been sitting in my closet for the last 2 months because I didn't know what to do with it.
Well, there are a lot of people who don't have money that could use it. So just use it, girl.
Okay. The other two questions. One is, I remember in your history, you felt like something ran past your eye.
If you see, like, I used to be on the terrace outside my bedroom window, which is not funny, but it is funny because there really is nothing there. It just appears like some black cape or shadow goes running across the terrace. That's not a good sign. That's definitely a sign of, I believe in my heart, of this disease.
No, I know I have the disease, but I was wondering, did you do anything specific for treating the eye with that? Would you suggest that I put the molecular silver drops or something? I don't know. I was just wondering, did you do something?
Oh, I never did anything. It's like everything I say, including the environment. When you get better, everything else gets better.
Okay,
and if you get better on this protocol, you will be better than you were before you got sick. So, I mean, if you have the running around, then send me an email and I'll call you and we'll talk about it more. How's that?
One last question. And this is not funny, but how many grams of sugar do you eat now that you are completely healed? Because everything has sugar in it.
None.
Not even nuts, because even almonds have one gram of sugar.
Zero. 9-0. I know nothing. You can't eat sugar. Sugar is poison. And you gotta, if I eat sugar, I don't know. Do you understand?
Right.
Let me stop you. I eat pasta, but it's not American pasta. Okay? Because all our fields are sprayed. I don't eat anything that's going to get me sick again. And my younger brother, Peter, taught me that. Because, you see, I loved Milano double chocolate cookies. I mean loved. It's an affair, okay? I mean, I would eat one and I would talk to the stupid cookie. But if I go back and eat one of those cookies, my younger brother says that my levels will go back to where they were. It'll allow you to get sick. So there is no sugar. You don't need sugar. There are so many substitutes that people use on the website. I don't even use the substitutes. The only sugar I get is that these little baby tomatoes, I mean these tiny little grapey-type tomatoes that I grow in one, my guest bathtub, everyone says they're sweet, so I finally ate one or two, and they are sweet. But I don't know that there's any sugar in it because, you know, I'm growing them myself. I do grow a lot of my own herbs and vegetables now, believe it or not, in my guest bathtub. No laughing, it's true. I will put a picture in a week or so up on the website of Uncle Mel's bathtub vegetable garden. So, anything else, young lady?
No. Well, my son does want to know, will he ever be able to have a Kit Kat again? He's 11, and so I don't know how to answer that question for him, but I guess you just told me he can never have a Kit Kat in his life.
No, that's not true. Okay? He can have one Kit Kat a month.
Once he's well, I mean. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And then he needs to have a Candida Rid behind it. Got it?
Okay.
One
love you so
cat
much.
A month. Pick special days in the month, and you'll give him one of your Candida Rids after he has it.
Okay?
All right.
You.
God bless and have a good night. All right. Here we go again. Let's see here. 609. 609.
Mel?
Yes, this is Mel.
Okay, I do have a question for you. This is Kim from New Jersey, I'm sure you know. But I wanted to come back to Melissa about the life diversity thing. I've been on the protocol for about a month.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, stop. There's something terribly wrong with your phone, and none of us can hear you. Now,
can you hear me now?
You're on a phone. Huh?
Can you hear me now?
That's a little bit better, but I'm not sure how clear you're going to come across.
Okay, I'll talk a little slow because I know it's more than I'd like to talk fast.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that you are not coming in clear, and I will get yelled at for technical difficulties. So are you on a phone that has a base?
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, there's something about where you are that we're not going to hear you clearly. So you need to get to a place in the house where you have the best reception.
A little bit better now?
Yeah, that's a little bit better now. But again, this is one of the reasons people say, well, why do you have... It's not the board. It's sometimes the phones just won't work the way they should. But go ahead. Let's if you have a question,
yeah.
Try to get in
here. I just stepped out of the apartment, so hopefully it'll be better. I just have a question for you, Mel, but I did want to comment back to Melissa real quick regarding the rice, the rice she's feeling on her, feeling that feeling. And I just wanted to say, I've been on the protocol for about a month and a half, and I have actually just started to experience that. After a shower, I'll see and hear things drop to the floor. I could be in my kitchen and it drop from my scalp to the floor. So I think that's a sign of healing with the protocol. For you, Mel, I understand that for your environment that you used MMS and nothing else. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was on Social Security disability because I was crippled from a car accident when I was run over by a drunk when I was a young man. And I couldn't afford anything else other than what I did. And MMS worked for me in all venues. Environment, laundry, internally, as a spray topically, in the bathtub, and gobble, gobble, gobble. I never minded the taste. I hated the oil of oregano drops. Oof. But I never minded the taste of MMS. Any other questions? Thank you very much. All right. Is that Sherry again with one last question? 917?
I forgot my question.
Not a problem. Send me an email in the morning. Let me let my younger brother say a few words here. Good night, Cher.
Good night. Hi, Peter.
All right, younger brother, are you there, or did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here. I'm smiling. I'm taking it all in. Thanks, Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Do you have anything to add to this call before we call it a night?
I would just like to ask that it's come to my attention that John is not feeling up to 100%, so if everybody could keep him in their prayers, I believe the prayer changes things, and give him a shout-out.
I kind of knew that John wasn't feeling well because he wasn't here. So I thought I'd let you add a comment and then lead us in an ending prayer tonight.
Okay. First of all, I can tell you guys that when I listen to these stories, like Amber's story, and knowing that I've walked the walk, and Mel, you know how this works. It's so different, folks, when you've beaten the beast. And the more testimonies that you provide, the more it just becomes, so prevalent that this miracle and this mystery given to us by this great man who facilitates these calls, works tirelessly on all of our behalfs. He probably would be mad at me for telling you this, but donates at least, God knows, at least 30 to 50% of his income into the foundation himself so that those can heal. I know his heart, and I want you to know his heart. And, so I get emotional in these calls. The girls laugh at me because I'm a sensitive guy, but I just want to tell everybody that you got to stick with this. Everything you heard tonight is true, and I hear enthusiasm out there. I hear people want to share information. I don't hear a lot of despair, which is wonderful. I hear a lot of hope. And I hear a lot of people making it known, well known, that this protocol is getting them well. So thanks to Amber. Mel, thanks for you. I got a question for you, Mel, if I might.
Go ahead.
I just want to know how long it's going to be before when you put a picture up of yourself on the wall and say, take a look at these guns. We're going to see a couple chicken legs covered with cheese and chicken parmesan sauce. Because my question is, are you eating too much chicken and chicken parmesan these days or not?
No. Once you beat me up around Thanksgiving about eating too much chicken parm, I went to having it I think I've had it twice in 2 months. All right? I had to up the Bowflex trainer to 3 times a week, so if I did a picture, I look nice and thin. The guns are great, and like I said, I'm going to show a six-pack in the summer on the surfboard at 70 years old, buddy.
Pretty amazing. God bless you, brother. God bless you. That having been said, I just want to, thank everybody that came aboard tonight. Lots of good questions. Thank you, Mel, for putting the show on again. Stay diligent, folks. You know the drill. It takes time. With me, I'm 2.5 years in, and I still have inflammation issues, but my mind works better than it ever has. I feel 20 years younger. I reversed gray hair out. Butterfly veins on my thighs are gone. I'm going to celebrate my 61st birthday here real soon and feel better than I have, just like Mel said, in 30 years. So that's the reward. That's the payoff. But just like everything else, anything in life worth having doesn't come easy. It takes a lot of work. So if I can do it at 61, you guys, you young pups can do it. If Mel can do it at 69, that's what I told myself. I can do it at 61. Now I'm challenging you guys. You can do it at 40 and 50s and right on down to the children. So. At any rate, enough said. Thanks, Mel. Good job.
Okay, well, I'm not really been good at this, but I'm going to take a shot at this, Peter, okay, if you don't mind.
You know what? I'm so thankful to hear you say that. I think it's the time is now. Absolutely, brother. Godspeed.
All right, well, let me just say that, dear Lord, I'm thankful that I'm here. I'm certainly thankful that I'm able to spread your word and knowledge amongst those who need the comfort and need the hope and the light brought to them. I'm glad that you guided me to create a protocol that works in many ways, in wondrous ways, and let everyone know that every one of you are my family. And in Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone. We're going to do a show every month this year. Next show is going to be called By the Numbers. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mel.